I would like to introduce our first speaker this afternoon, who is Kathleen Merrigan. Kathleen is Executive Director of Sustainability and faculty member at the George Washington University, where she leads university efforts in sustainability, education, research, practice, and outcome.
So let me first say congratulations for those of you who participated in the hearing this morning, in the showcase. I wasn't able to be here because I was a part of the team prepping for your arrival. Ellis Palmieri up in the corner there, an intern in my office, he was there, and he told me it was quite a crowd, quite a lot of excitement. So congratulations. Kicked off the day really well, and now we're going to have fun for the next day and a half. My job here is to welcome you to the George Washington University. Founded in 1821 by an act of Congress. Our colors are buff and blue. Buff and blue, buff being kind of a beige color. Why is that? Those are the colors that George Washington wore into battle. We are 25,000 students here on campus, 14,000 graduate students, 11,000 undergrad. You are in the School of Business, where we have both undergraduate and graduate degrees. Conferred. We have students from all 50 states, the District of Columbia, and 120 countries. We have in the last, the 12-13 academic year, which is the last year that I had stats, we had over 1,000 veterans here as students on our campus who are using the VA veteran benefit. And that's always a big conversation in agricultural circles about our men and women coming home, and many of them coming from rural communities, as you've heard Secretary Vilsack talk about time and time again. In the 2014 edition of the Princeton Review, GW is described as the most politically active university in our nation. Eric Cantor is a graduate of GW. Harry Reid's a graduate of GW. And if you go up to Capitol Hill in the halls of the executive branch, we have many, many GW graduates. So a great place to be. And it's a great place to be around issues of sustainability. We hold this sustainability work near and dear to our hearts. It's one of the 9 core values of the university. We have a lot going on campus. We have about 155 faculty members engaged in some aspect of sustainability research. We have about 330 courses across the school that touch upon sustainability in very meaningful ways. We have a great office of practice trying to green our university and working very closely with metro area universities and the D.C. government, led by Megan Chappell, who's here in the second row. I'd like to put you in the front row. You got in the second row, Megan. So that's really, really great. And then we have this outreach arm called Planet Forward. And some of you may have already been interviewed by Planet Forward. It is run by Frank Sesno, who at one point was the CNN White House bureau chief, who's now the director of our Media and Public Affairs School. And they have outreach into cyberspace, essentially, where they're trying to engage the millennial generation in issues around sustainability. So don't fear the camera. Embrace the camera, because this is an outreach effort to get your messages out about what you're doing on bio-based products. I just want to also say that I have a number of students that are going to be in and out during today and tomorrow. Max Chen in the back. Max, can you raise your hand? Oh, come on a little higher. There you go. He's going to be one of the students that's... Oh, and you're still here, too. And Brittany's here. They're going to both be on the panel tomorrow, where we're going to talk about the millennial generation's views on biobase. Brittany's still in school, but Max just graduated in May, so he's on the job market. I just want to give a little... Okay, if anyone needs a really great student, sustainability minor... Okay, then I just wanted to say a few things on a personal note. So I just, as Mike said, stepped down as deputy secretary about a year ago, and I promised my children that they could continue in school here in Washington, D.C. I wouldn't disrupt their lives, and I was really looking for a job where I could still do food and agriculture issues, and so landing here at the George Washington University gives me that opportunity. And so within the first 14 weeks of my being here on campus, to have so many old friends and colleagues and people who are doing really innovative stuff in the agriculture sector be here on our campus is a dream come true for me and shows me that this is really going to be up my alley here on campus. And no greater thrill than to invite and welcome Krista Hardin here on campus when she arrives, the Deputy Secretary, who took over in my stead, God help her. So anyhow, welcome, welcome, welcome. Let me know if there's anything I can do in the next day and a half to help you. And I'm really excited about the innovations that are out in the outer room and learning more about what we can do together as we move the planet forward. Thank you very much.